from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Getting your day started.
Go ahead.
With the morning shift.
Time for the show.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back to the morning shift. Who deserves a wake-up call? 404-726-0929.
I got one real quick. What's Mike that? Norvell, apparently, because Florida State fans are livid. They're livid that Georgia Tech flew home to get ready for Georgia State, yet Florida State players were sightseeing on Sunday. And Florida State fans on warchant.com are not having it. I've been really having fun with Florida State's social media accounts.
We should have made them run stadium steps inside that stadium in Dublin after the game with full pads on or something.
They should have literally not left the field and had a full-fledged scrimmage after that loss. That's right. And they're not going to get better, Rob.
All right, Max Fried on the mound tonight. 6'9", Bailey Ober pitching for the Twins. That's going to be, what, a 7:30, something like that. 3 in Minnesota, then 4 in Philadelphia. This weekend, Georgia getting ready to entertain Clemson at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. A noon kickoff. Georgia Tech basking in the glory of their upset victory over Florida State. So let's go out to the phones right now. Let's go to Larry in a truck. Larry, what you got? Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Two things, both related to Rob. First of all, Rob, I love it because you're the only one who has the cojones to do the double entendre sexual jokes. I like that. That comes across real good. And secondly,
wait a minute, is that totally sarcasm or do you actually appreciate it?
No. I'm twisted like you, bro. When
okay,
it comes
well,
to
good,
that,
good. Okay.
My brain is all like that. And then, secondly, the Braves, I totally agree with you. It's just been too inconsistent. I don't have any trust that they can get into a must hit or pitch situation, especially with Luke Jackson. Let's just be honest. I remember the last time he was on the team. And, you know, I just don't think that it makes me feel like we can trust him when we get in a difficult circumstance. So those are my two things, and I'm headed to Mercedes-Benz to take care of my little job, and I'm going to keep on going. Y'all have a great day.
All right, appreciate
it,
Larry.
Here's the thing. I don't think you're going to see Luke Jackson if he made the playoffs. Like,
no.
You got to remember that, you know, I would expect Morton to be, I know people, this is blasphemy apparently because he's got all this experience, but I don't think Morton is a starter in the postseason.
I don't either. I'd take Spencer Swellenbach over Charlie Morton right now today.
But to me, what that means is if Chavez continues to struggle, guys like Luke Jackson, you need extra innings
DFA,
from.
DFA.
I think you would see Morton in a long inning relief role in the and on the postseason roster. And not to mention, but what you can have a guy like that is if Ronaldo Lopez, I don't want to wishing in existence, but what if you get in a game and something happens where there's
we don't need the something happens scenarios anymore.
But if something happens,
don't put that out there in the universe.
Don't put it out there.
That's why you carry a Morton like that, because I think Morton could come in and give you innings because he has that experience. So I don't think you need to worry about Luke Jackson. For me, it's about could you have enough offense to sustain and get there. That's the big – can you get there with – and because how many games – me and Nikki were going through it this morning, Rob. Tuesday, the Braves won 3-1. Wednesday, they lost 3-2. Thursday, they won 3-2. Friday, they won 3-2 in extra innings. Saturday, they won 4-2. And then yesterday, they lost 5-1. They are playing very close games. They are built, from a pitching staff-wise, to win close games. They just have not, and now recently they've had a little stretch of it, and that's why they've been upticking a little bit, but they've not been able to get the offense to win close games.
Scariest team in the National League is the Milwaukee Brewers.
Because of why? What do you think? Why?
Just top to bottom. Stealing bases, they're getting key hits. There's a different contributor every night. They're pitching pretty well. They're feisty.
Sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Yeah.
What we used to be.
What we used to be. And that's the thing that stands out, a different guy every night, what used to happen, you know, a couple of years ago. But
well, we've got Gio Urshela playing pretty well.
You know, good for him.
Ramon Laureano's playing pretty well. Whit Merrifield to the two errors. I mean, he's been playing all right.
Yeah, but
is it enough to sustain
right.
and hopefully grab that wild card?
I don't.
Hopefully. Fingers crossed.
To your point, the reason you can't sustain it is every time you get someone back and you think, okay, now we can kind of make hay, then someone else gets hit in the hand.
I know.
Well, that's history has told us that, but we can't put that out for the future. You know?
Luckily, I believe Michael Harris was announced that after the game he'll be day to day.
Yeah.
So it's
hopefully
nothing.
He's okay.
Nothing. It's seemingly bad. You know. So we might keep him around.
It's time
for
to start
headhunting
if you're a Braves pitcher. Stop hitting our guys in the wrist and hands.
A hand for a hand.
Hand for a hand, an eye for an eye. That's right.
Rob's ready for that. He's going to call Snit today. Hey, here's what I think needs to happen.
I don't think he'll take my call, though. And I don't think I've done too much double entendre stuff today. I think I've been a...
You've been great today.
Yeah, out of respect for you, you don't need to hear my nonsense. You know, right?
Yeah, I actually agree. You got a little thing going with your hair, though.
What do you mean?
It just up front. It just there's one. There's like two hairs that are kind of going up, almost like a something
well,
about
I'm,
Mary
I'm,
look.
I'm ridiculous. You know, it's what are you going to do?
Tribble is he's the best dressed member of the morning shift.
Oh, am I with this t-shirt?
No, normally you have
when
different
the weather
looks.
Gets cold. That's when I'll bring out the things.
The things.
Mr. Rogers cardigans is what you're saying, or the flannel.
No, I wasn't going. Okay. Mr. Rogers. He's got a professor look. He's got a Seattle hipster look. I mean, he can. He's got depth.
There is some depth. Let's go out to, we got Chief in South Fulton. Good morning, Chief. What you got? What's happening, Chief?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
What's happening, Chief? Good morning, Ms. Palmer and Rob Lowe and my tribal chief.
Sir.
Morning.
Good morning, good morning. Now, let's get to Georgia Tech right quick. My wake-up call is for ESPN. Well, I listen to you guys. But if you listen to them, the coronation they gave Florida State before that game.
Right,
yeah.
They act like Georgia Tech never had a history. They actually act like Georgia Tech never had a history. Like, we never won a national championship.
Thank goodness for Sheamus, right?
There you go. Or we never, ever all had Heisman winners or anything like that. So, I don't know. But ESPN, you know, wake up. Georgia Tech's back. I got a quick question for you guys right quick. You all three have did, you know, interviews with a lot of coaches. And, I mean, you don't have to give me a coach that's coaching right now, but give me one coach in the past that you interviewed that you just think, what an ass.
Oh, boy. That's Nikki. You're probably better off to announce that. No, I'm just kidding. That's that stuff. I've had some former players that were. I mean, I'll go off the script. I know it's not a coach, but Steve Smith, former Carolina Panther, now works at NFL Network, was a complete jerk to us. To me, when I thought I asked a pretty fair question, I'll never get over it.
That's
I didn't
a horrible
like
question to be honest.
Yeah, shut up, Steve.
Really stuck with you. That
well,
scarred you,
we can talk about it now if you want.
You know what the problem was? I never liked him as a player. I liked this type of player was. I liked the way he played. Right, he kind of had a Hines Ward type chip on his shoulder. The way he played, very physical, tough. But he was a guy that was basically, you know, if you talk to anybody that played with him, a lot of people didn't think he was a very good teammate. And then he breaks another guy's jaw as a sucker punch, one of his own teammates in a meeting. And I let all that go, and I said, "No, I think he could be good in the interview." And I'm going to ask him. Nope, jerk.
Oh, Phil Jackson.
Mm-hmm. Phil Jackson. Phil,
oh, good Lord! The pseudo intellectual nonsense, the Zen master, all the.
Didn't you like Steve Curtis? Kind of trying to be that too. Popovich is another guy that's
yeah.
Not,
it's like just stop.
Smartest guy in the room stuff.
Just ask him.
Yeah. Mm. Well, and Popovich did it with, you know, it's kind of, he Craig Sager did a really good job with
Popovich. He disarmed Popovich.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
Yeah, but Popovich is not.
And Popovich likes Doris through Doris Burke.
Yeah, but other than that, he's kind of a jerk to other people, and which is interesting and just how that. I don't understand why guys have to be that way. You know who was, I'm not. I'll speak maybe four, but when Tiffany had Greg Schiano last year on the sideline, and they did the quarter break interview that they do now, yeah. He was a jerk to her.
Coaches have to hate that, though.
I mean,
honestly, like you know, to bring them out of the game and into an interview moment when they've got so much other stuff going on in their head and people in their headset or whatever, like
it's
that's
useless.
The last thing they want to
yeah,
do.
Yeah, it's useless.
And they're not going to give you anything.
No,
I mean, anyway, that's how I feel about it. It's what I was going to say was. I was doing a Friday night game on ESPN, and it was Bobby Petrino. And we had to do the pregame interview. And that moment right there, it was not a great moment. My phone blew up afterwards about how he handled that moment. And that was probably, you know, and that was his first season, I think, coming into Louisville after everything happened at Arkansas.
So back at Louisville,
so,
yeah.
And I'm like, I feel like you should be a little bit better in front of cameras, honestly, for a little bit more of a reputation builder, you know?
It's amazing of people that never learn their lesson. Bobby Petrino is very high on the list. Mm. I know that when he was in Atlanta, I've heard stories about basically just any and everything that he couldn't control, just losing his ish. And there was one time where they landed and they sat on the tarmac for a few minutes. And he started freaking out on the travel person at the time. I think it was my guy Spencer.
Oh, Spence Treadwell?
Yeah.
Oh, good dude.
And,
yeah.
You know, that's one of those moments where you just look at someone and essentially the head coach has got control over all these things on an NFL and college program. They make all these decisions, like from what you eat in the meal room to what time you leave, like all these things. How long the trip, you know, if it's a one-day trip, two-day trip, if it's West Coast. And it's just one of those moments where you're looking like, what do you want me to, like, I can't control the Atlanta airport. Like, I can't control when we roll off the tarmac. I mean, what am I supposed to do?
I know.
Well, brilliant offensive line, but he's a toxic personality disorder, just a walking personality.
And him and his brother are night and day from what I hear.
Yeah, I covered him when he was at, Iowa? And I did the Iowa-Florida game, and he was a delight.
And he's a guy that helped Roddy White in his career when he was here. Him and Joe Horn were kind of what turned Roddy White's kind of, you know, helped Roddy move into a different area. And Roddy's given them both credit for it as well. So it's interesting. Yeah, that's always
I felt like
question.
I could say that name in this city. Oh, you know what I mean?
Well,
I think George O'Leary could be very difficult, but I was there so often, I could charm him and make him laugh. And he intimidated most people. Didn't intimidate me.
I think a lot of people kind of said some stuff about Paul Johnson, but the reality of the situation is the Paul Johnsons and George O'Learys, if you can disarm them, but also just get out of the way. Ask a football question.
Yeah.
Don't tell them how much you think you know. Ask them and let them tell you.
And ask them a smart question. Act like you've actually taken some time. Don't waste their time, insult their intelligence.
Or ask CPJ about golf.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah.
You know? He's disarm good. Him a little bit.
This hour brought to you by Mark Spain. Go to markspain.com. Get to packing. Unfortunately, a lot of Falcon players are going to have to start packing because I have to get down to 53 by tomorrow at 4 o'clock. We're going to talk to former Falcon David Archer, one of my all-time favorite Falcons. That's coming up next. Sports Radio 929 again.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.